You're listening to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. This morning we have a very interesting interview with Brother Rafiq bin Jubair, who is the founder and editor of Ilm Feed. And he's going to be telling us more about Ilm Feed this morning. We welcome Brother Rafiq onto the airways of Radio Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate you taking out the time to chat to us. Ilm Feed is well known to those in the United Kingdom and people around the globe, but perhaps people in South Africa and this part of the world may not have heard about Ilm Feed before. How would you define it?
Ilm Feed is actually a media and publishing platform which aims to empower Muslims and instill within them confidence about their faith and educate those of other religions about the positive teachings of Islam. So mainly it's a website, and also we have various social media pages in which we use to fulfill our vision.
What led to the formation of Ilm Feed?
I was actually in the last year of my Alimia course, which I was studying, and I wanted to have a platform to share the knowledge I had attained. So I noticed that the popular Islamic websites, which had already existed, were sometimes the articles were very long and were not appealing. So I thought I'd make a website which appealed to a wider audience, mainly the social media generation. So I set the website up, and it's been over 2.5 years now. It's been running now, and it's visited by people from all over the world, as you mentioned.
What type of content is published by Ilm Feed?
There's various content, mainly articles on the website, as well as videos, images, and infographics. So the main the content is about featuring positive stories about Muslims, as I said, and also articles on Islamic knowledge, Islamic history, and various other content which you can see when you visit the website.
And who are your journalists, writers, and contributors?
Mainly it's run by volunteers. I'm the editor-in-chief, and we have various contributors from around the world who send in articles. And we have, for example, people doing live broadcasts from various parts of the world. For example, in Hajj, we had a couple of brothers who broadcasted live from Hajj. So it's not mainly voluntarily run. So if anyone's interested in writing for Ilm Feed, they're free to do so.
You've touched on, and you continue to touch on, pertinent, relevant issues. One of the articles that are on the front page of the Ilm Feed website at the moment is the story of the boy that was, that committed suicide. And interestingly, the perspective that you are now focusing on is with regards to looking out for signs that someone is being bullied. Tell us more about that article and the story, how it had been covered in the United Kingdom.
Yes, the article, the story of the unfortunate incident where the boy was bullied was actually covered in the mainstream media as well, where the boy was being bullied and he was found by his mother hanging in his room, which was a very sad incident. And what we done was we asked if someone could write an article to where parents can spot signs of bullying before that something like this happens again. So a sister got in touch, and she had experience in dealing with such issues. So she wrote a very good article where she listed 10 things which parents can see to see if their children are being bullied. So the article is available on those sites, as mentioned. For example, some things she's mentioned is a change in behavior, or unwillingness to go to school, or unexplainable injury. So there's some signs which may indicate that they're being bullied, and it's a responsibility for parents to speak to the children to make sure they know what's happening in school, so they're not left alone.
Any interesting feedback that you've received to the Ilm Feed publications? As you indicate, people, the younger generation who's on social media, as well as non-Muslims, those are your target audience. And what sort of feedback and reaction have you received from those that have been reading the articles and visiting the website, etc.?
It's mainly been positive, alhamdulillah. But what I would mention is when we publish articles about the positive actions carried out by Muslims, we make a point to highlight the fact that they're Muslims. So many Muslims and non-Muslims, they question why do we have to mention the fact that they're Muslims. The reason we do so is because many times when the media publish articles, when Muslims do something bad, the media have to highlight the fact that they're Muslims. So in order to counter that, when Muslims do something positive, we highlight the fact that they're Muslims, just to counter that narrative, which unfortunately leads to Islamophobia and hate crime, which we've seen. I'm not sure how it is in South Africa, but in Britain, certainly, such rhetoric actually increases Islamophobia.
You made reference to your Hajj broadcast and that you had people doing live broadcasts. Perhaps you could explain that. How were the loud broadcasts hosted or conducted, via which mediums?
Facebook have recently rolled out something called Facebook Live, where anyone with a smartphone and internet connection can go live, either on their personal profiles or on a page. So on the info page, we've got many thousand followers, so we've given access to the volunteers at Hajj, where they just simply got their phones and just broadcasted what they were seeing. We did have some issues with reception because of the thousand people in Hajj, but one of the brothers managed to get some really good footage live from Hajj, from Mina, from Arafah, from even the Masjid al-Haram, mashallah, alhamdulillah.
In a short period of time, as you indicate, you know, just about 2 years or so, if we look at your Facebook page, Ilmfeed has close to 200,000 or just more than 200,000 likes, and this has shown the traction that it has gained. What has been the reason behind this success? You know, perhaps you could share with people in South Africa who want to contribute in a similar manner.
Personally, I have a background in digital marketing, and so I have some idea of how things go viral, etc. So what we're trying to do is we publish articles which are relevant and which people would want to share. So the articles are written in a way which are engaging and shareable. So it's been hard in the beginning. It's quite difficult to build up the numbers, but our aim with the numbers is just to, if we can inspire one person, then that's our aim fulfilled. So alhamdulillah, it's grown. It's just some of the articles have gone viral, and from there it just slowly has grown. And inshallah, it will go more and more with your support, inshallah.
Inshallah. You made reference to the fact that, you know, while you were studying your alim classes, and that is when you had this inclination and saw the opportunity to start off a platform in this regard. Perhaps you can share with us now, at what stage of your classes are you? Have you completed your courses yet?
Yes, I've completed my alimi course over a year ago now. So I'm just focusing on writing now on the website, and I've got plans of writing books, inshallah.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the work that you're involved in, really an important market that you are able to reach, and we look forward to collaborating and working with you from Radio Islam in South Africa, inshallah, and together we can reach a bigger audience, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Jazakumullah khair for sharing the information with us this morning.
Barakallahu feek.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.